Britain today laid down 6 disarmament conditions for Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. Prime Minister Tony Blair hopes to win backing for the new conditions from the United Nations in order to bolster support within his own country for taking military action against Iraq. His position became even more uncomfortable after yesterday's comments by the U.S. Defense Secretary suggesting the U.S. might go it alone without Britain. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from London.
The British conditions are aimed at breaking the deadlock at the UN Security Council over a second resolution on Iraq proposed by the United States, Britain, and Spain. They were outlined today by British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw.
Each of these tests is demanding but eminently deliverable.
They include Saddam Hussein appearing on TV to renounce weapons of mass destruction, allowing 30 key scientists to travel to Cyprus to be interviewed by UN weapons inspectors, and destruction of 10,000 liters of anthrax and other chemical and biological weapons. Other conditions are a commitment to destroy prescribed missiles and an accounting for unmanned aerial vehicles.
Now, these tests are not traps. There are 6 sets of tests drawn from 29 different clusters with more than 100 tests actually set out in the 173-page document published by Dr. Blix at the end of the Security Council meeting last Friday.
The latest British initiative comes amid confusion and tension among the Security Council members. Voting on a second resolution has been repeatedly delayed over the failure of the 3 sponsors to secure a 9-vote majority in the 15-member Security Council. France, a permanent member, has announced it will veto a resolution that contains an ultimatum or that could trigger automatic use of force. Russia and China have also voiced opposition. Jack Straw sidestepped questions on whether he could guarantee that a vote would take place this week.
What I guarantee is that we are working as hard as we possibly can to secure a second resolution. We're having to do so in circumstances in which one of the permanent members of the Security Council have said, whatever the circumstances, they will veto the resolution. So that is not easy, but that's where we are at the moment, and we have to make other decisions in the light of circumstances.
Today's developments came as British Prime Minister Tony Blair was under increasing criticism from backbenchers within his own party for his strong support of President George Bush. 40 MPs went so far as to call for a special party conference to discuss a change of leadership. And a prominent and very popular cabinet member, International Development Secretary Clare Short, has threatened to resign if Britain goes ahead with a military attack on Iraq without UN backing. And there is a bitter taste here from reports from Washington that only U.S. companies would get post-war reconstruction contracts in Iraq. But in spite of his growing political vulnerability, the prime minister was in feisty form during parliamentary question time today. The prime minister was asked about U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's suggestion, later modified, that the British military might not take part in an Iraqi campaign.
Of course it is true that the United States could go alone. And of course, this country should not take military action unless it is in our interest to do so. But what is at stake here is not whether the United States goes alone or not. It is whether the international community is prepared to back up the clear instruction that it gave to Saddam Hussein with the necessary action.
Passage of a second Security Council resolution is politically crucial for Tony Blair, even if it were to be vetoed by France. The British position is that a 9-vote majority would give the resolution sufficient moral legitimacy. But it's still not clear if the new British conditions will be enough to secure the votes of the 6 holdouts, Chile, Mexico, Guinea, Cameroon, Angola, and Pakistan. Some of them appear to want to give Iraq a longer deadline, even up to 45 days to meet disarmament demands. But U.S. officials say they want a much shorter period, 7 to 10 days. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said there's room for a little diplomacy, but time is running out. There's another cloud on the horizon. The British media today reported government lawyers have told Tony Blair British participation in a war against Iraq without U.N. approval would violate international law. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, London.